Welcome to ForceStream.com. Today we're looking at what a kind and protective shepherd God is toward us. Even though there are wolves endangering us, we get to flourish in his environment. And it's just a sweet thought.
Yeah, I love the picture in the post. It's of a lion with a lamb sitting right next to him. And I just that quote from C.S. Lewis, "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good and he's the king, I tell you." Mm-hmm. And that's such a great image of just the strength of God that, you know, you have to have a reverence for him, and because he's your protector, mm-hmm. and he's your creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that whole tension between you can tell him anything, you talk about whatever you're thinking, whether it's good for you or not good for you, you kind of talk it through with God. But even in doing that, there needs to be a reverential awe. Even when I'm mad about something or frustrated, I know that there's a ceiling to...
He's still a lion.
Yes.
The lion from the tribe of Judah.
Like, I can cuddle up, but, you know, I also need to be careful.
Yeah, which is what I like about that picture. You know, lamb, you know, the lion's looking at him like he could eat him, too.
So we've just looked up some passages, about God's shepherding us, and one of them is Genesis 48:15, and it says, "The God before whom walked my fathers Abraham and Isaac, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this very day, the angel who delivered me from evil." I just think, what a cool thing to follow God long enough to have all these ups and downs and really not just believe it in your head, but have your heart.
Is that Moses
embraces.
Talking?
Embraces.
Or is it Joseph?
I don't know.
Oh.
You tell me.
Well, it's not like I know everything.
I just read the verse.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it could be Moses and it could be Joseph.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I was thinking it was Moses, but
there are a lot of just really neat reflective statements that are made throughout the Bible, because, you know, when somebody walks with God for 20 years, 40 years, mm-hmm. 100 years, in many cases, they just have really a rich understanding of who God is as a good shepherd.
Yeah, I think you look at your ups, the things that you did great, you tried really hard. And then the things where you know you really blew it, and you can look back and go, wow, God was really tender and he was really faithful.
One of the fun things, and we're not going to talk a lot about Psalm 23 today, but it's one of my favorite psalms, because mm-hmm. it's one of the first things I memorized after I became a Christ follower. But I put a brief history on that sheet about Psalm 23 about David. And he said, "David said to Saul, 'Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and I attacked him and I rescued it from its mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God.'" Uh-huh. Now, there's something that a shepherd, you know, can evidence, and you think of a shepherd kind of more in a gentle situation, but they were protecting the sheep, uh-huh. and that's some of that lion aspect of what
right.
God is describing.
Right. One of the verses, and it seems like whenever I read this psalm, there's a different verse that strikes me for whichever part of my life I'm in, but this one struck me that even though I walk through the dark valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I was just thinking about how when you read about shepherds, they're walking with their staff, and how sometimes the sheep will just sort of lean up against it as they walk because they feel safe there. So, you know, when they're insecure, excuse me, or when they just need to know there's, you know, need some attention, they just move in.
Well, think about
their shepherd.
Yeah, think about all the stained glass windows that you've seen with Jesus, the good shepherd, and he's holding that shepherd's staff, you know, and that's got a crook on one end, and then the other end is not crooky. So it's to nudge and to push along. Mm-hmm. It's also to pull back. But
right.
the idea is that a shepherd has a staff in order to watch out for the mm-hmm. sheep. And like David was just describing, when one of the sheep gets separated, you know, God will go to great lengths to pull them
right.
back into protection.
Right. This verse struck me. What struck me about it are the extremes between someone who leads us like a flock and yet he sits on a throne in heaven. And it's Psalm 80, verse 1. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth.
Yeah. And so what, you know, when you think about the picture of God being God and being the king of the earth, but he's also personal, like a shepherd,
mm-hmm.
you know, Joseph's flock. And even that, there's just a lot of imagery in that because we are a part of Joseph's flock.
Uh-huh.
Because we're Christ followers.
Right. Isaiah 40:11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
Yeah. You know, generations are an interesting part of, you know, God's shepherding process. He's not just interested in the immediate sheep, but he's interested in the generations of sheep because, mm-hmm. you know, he's the good shepherd and he's shepherding human hearts, not just sheep.
Mm-hmm. You're so grandiose when I read this verse. Well, not grandiose, but bigger thinking than I am.
Is that a compliment?
Yes,
I don't
it
know
was.
That word, grandiose.
It wasn't the right word, but it was, you think bigger than I do. Because when I read this voice, it reminded me of my dad carrying me when I was young. Not so young that I was like a baby, but young enough where I could probably do my own walking. But every now and then he would pick me up, either because I was tired or because it was raining and there were puddles. But just, or maybe just because he wanted to sometimes. But I just remember that safe feeling, like yeah. I knew I was safe. And the other thing was, I got to see things from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And that always struck me like, oh, this is what it's like to be tall.
Yeah. Well, and he wasn't that tall, so it probably wasn't real scary.
Only when I was four.
Talking today about our good shepherd father, if you look at the post, and there's something with a look at Psalm 23. Today, we're talking a little bit about the great shepherd of the sheep. There's also a song in there, and this one's is a video and not just an audio song. So you might want to take a minute and listen to that today. It takes several minutes, but it's about John chapter 10 and God being the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Do we have time for more?
Yeah, we do. Did you think I was wrapping it up
there? I kind of did, maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you were.
We've got 2.5 mm-hmm. minutes left.
Oh, well, Matthew 9:36, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them. Because they were distressed, or you could say confused or harassed, and dispirited, aimless or helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. I mean, he cares when we seem directionless, and he cares about unbelievers who are directionless.
That reminds me of that time when he's looking over Jerusalem, and he says, Jerusalem,
yes.
Jerusalem, and I would have gathered you to me like a hen gathers its chicks.
Well, and go look
unwilling.
At a video of that sometime. That is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing, not just a word picture that he used with nothing behind it. John 10:7, I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture.
Yeah, and you know, that's a different picture on being a shepherd because mm-hmm. he's like the ultimate shepherd. He's taking us where he wants us to go. He protects us in the process, but he takes us through the door. And the interesting thing about that image in John 10 is that we go in and we go out and we go in
uh-huh.
and we go out. And that really is what life is mm-hmm. kind of like.
Yeah. 1 Peter 2:25, you were lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls.
Yeah. You know, I've never been a shepherd, but I've dealt with flocks of children in the different things that I've done in my life. And as you get to know each one of the members of the flock, they're unique. You know,
mm-hmm.
you think about all sheep being the same. It's easy, I think, for some people to look at kids, they're all the same, but we're not.
No.
We're totally unique. And that's one of the really cool things about the way God shepherds. It's
mm-hmm.
so very personal.
Well, and I think about that. I know that God can shepherd me how I need to be shepherded because he made me. He knows me intimately. He knows how I hear. He knows what I hear, how I hear it. Now, this last one, isn't
yeah,
it just the best?
One more passage.
This yeah. one is just the best.
Well, you know, what's as you're going to talk about this passage and I'm thinking about this whole conversation, you know, the idea that Jesus appears in the scriptures as a lamb. Isn't that
that's amazing?
It's incredible mm-hmm. because he's really the Lamb of God in the sense that he's the sacrifice of God, and he was the perfect person being shepherded by God mm-hmm. because he listened totally to his father.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear it.
Revelation 7:17, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Awesome. Check it out today. I hope you enjoy our conversation about our millennial father, the Good Shepherd.